prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 3 June 2026. I'm not too far behind, 100 years or so, no big deal. But anyway, welcome to this broadcast. We are so glad you're with us, and you are in for a treat. Maybe a little bit of frightening news, but things that we must know that's happening in the world. Before we go there, though, don't forget tomorrow being Thursday. It's a day that I'll be in office tomorrow all day between 9 and 4 Eastern to talk to anybody who wants to call and talk to him about anything. Now, folks, I am, please don't feel like you bother me when you do that. This is a ministry above everything else. Our job as a pastor and a preacher and a Christian, period, is to try to help other people. As a pastor, I'm to teach the church and show them what's happening according to prophecy. This is all part of it. So don't feel like you're imposed on me when you call tomorrow and want to ask a question about anything or just want to say hello. I'll be here tomorrow. You want to place an order? Chris will be here to ship it out to you. We'll be here to do what we can to help you in any way. You just have to call 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance, that will save us some money, folks, truly. 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. If you can call toll, okay? So please feel free to call tomorrow. We'd love to talk to you, and I do mean that. If we're a little busy, I will call you back or we'll ask you to call back, but please know I do want to talk to you. Don't take the fact that maybe on the other line or something that I don't want to talk to you because I do. So the invitation's open. There you go. Now, tonight's guest is a man that I've known now for a few years. Met him first by reading his art editorials. Excellent writing. Covers a lot of important issues with a great insight. His name is Michael Snyder, and his information he puts out is pretty much right on the money, folks, all the time, because he looks into a lot deeper than a lot of people. And I respect this man for what he does. He's a young man, and I wish I'd been his age. I'd been as smart as he was or is on all these things, but I wasn't. I have to do what I can do now as an old man. But Michael has been something that I followed for, someone I followed for a while, and someone that I've learned to respect by what he does and the things he writes. And Michael, are you there?
I'm here, Pastor Butch. Thank you so much for having me on the show today.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Folks, by the way, you have a bad phone connection. If you hear that heartbeat in the background, it's not Michael. He's not jogging. That's something on the phone that's causing that. So please try to overlook that if you can. We can't change phones right now, so we're going to do our best tonight to talk to Michael. And as always, take your phone calls. And folks, there's no point in kidding yourself. Our nation is in a, and I mean this biblically, in a hell of a mess. The whole world is. It's unstable. It's uncertain. It's dangerous. It's like playing with nitroglycerin and juggling in the air. It's going to blow sooner or later. It's going to happen. I'm not setting times. I don't set dates. There's so many things just in this world and this country now are coming together at such a fast pace in the wrong directions. It's unbelievable. And Michael, you cover all issues, all topics. I'm going to let you start off with a topic that you will cover first because you know what's happening better than I do. I want you to cover a topic that you think is the most important.
Pastor Butch.
And we'll take it from there. I lost Michael.
Pastor
is he
Butch?
Still there?
Hello?
I can't hear. There you go. Michael knew it. I did lose you there for a minute.
You did. But okay. I'm back. I can hear you now.
All right. I want you to start off by covering the topic that you think is most important to cover first. You go first.
Okay. Thank you, Pastor Butch. What I want to start out with is to kind of give people a broader perspective because we are living in the last days. We're living in the end times as described in the Bible. So you look around and we're going to talk about a lot of things that are going haywire in our world today. But the reason they're going haywire, the overall reason why things are going so, we are living in the last days before the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so these are very exciting times. Let's be fearful, but Jesus gave us things to look for in advance, not so that we'd be afraid, but so that we could draw near to Him, so that we could have peace amidst the storm.
That's very true.
Hello?
Very true. Go ahead.
Yeah. And so, Pastor Butch, you know, what I want to encourage people is that, you know, we're going to talk about a lot of things tonight that are supposedly, quote-unquote, bad news. But they aren't bad news if you have the proper perspective. Because when you look at the things that are happening, the signs of the times, there are signs. What they tell us is that, number one, what we believe is true. As Christians, those that believe in Jesus
Amen.
Christ, the things that we believe, the things we've been looking forward to, the things prophetically that the Bible has been warning about for all this time, they are true. And then number two, we can take heart and we can be encouraged because when all these things happen, the things we're going to talk about tonight, the signs of the times, what they're telling us is that the time when we will be with Jesus is drawing near. It's getting closer, and we're getting closer to the end of the story, and the end of the story is more exciting, is greater, and it's a better ending than anything Hollywood ever came up with. So we look forward to the future. We look forward to everything that's coming. Yeah, there's going to be challenges and great tragedies and death and destruction, and we're going to mourn when people die, and we're going to suffer at various times, but all these are birth pains, and at the end of the story, we get to be with the Lord Jesus Christ forever and ever and ever, and that's the greatest ending of any story of all time. And so I want people to have that perspective as we talk about tonight, because we're going to talk about war and famine and pestilence and natural disasters, the things Jesus talked about in Matthew chapter 24, the things we see in Revelation chapter 6, and this war with Iran. People need to understand this is an end times war. It's part of the great Middle East war, which has been raging for more than 2.5 years, since October 7th, 2023. And then the war with Russia has been raging since early 2022. So that's coming up on 4.5 years in terms of that war. And I believe that World War III has already begun, but people just aren't calling it that yet. But we are in World War III. In fact, World War III, you know, if you count back to the time Russia went into Ukraine, this global conflict, World War III, has been going on for about as long as World War I did. Of course, when World War I started, no one called it World War I at first. It was only later that they looked back and called it World War I. Same thing with World War II. When World War II started, a lot of people didn't think it was that big of a deal, but then, you know, it got really big, and then later on people looked back and said, oh, that's World War II. now, I believe we're in World War III, but people aren't referring to it that yet, but that's the reality of the situation. And this thing with Iran, Pastor Butch, this thing with Iran took a really disturbing turn on Monday, because on Monday, Iran said, hey, we're cutting off negotiations. You know, number one, because Israel is advancing in Lebanon, threatening to attack southern Beirut and so forth. And so Iran said, hey, we're cutting it off. And they're also upset about the U.S. blockade, saying that's a violation of the ceasefire. So Iran said, hey, as long as you guys are escalating matters, we're going to cut off negotiations on this potential deal that we're talking about the United States with. There's going to be no more negotiations until, you know, you all comply with the terms of the existing ceasefire, of which, of course, both sides have been violating, you know, on a very regular basis. We've seen in, shooting, we've seen military conflict, seems like almost every other day, you know, over the, in recent weeks. But Iran said, I'm cutting off negotiations. Now, there were some people that knew this was coming, Pastor Butch, because and one of them was former CIA intelligence analyst Larry C. Johnson. And what he's revealed, he just revealed during an interview with Judge Andrew Napolitano, other interviews, and he posted on his own website. He used to work with us in the CIA, and he still has very strong links in with the intelligence community all over the world. And what he received last Thursday was an intelligence report, which indicated that the Iranians were very upset, and that they were had communicated to U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio that they were going to take a three-step process if the U.S. and Israel continued to escalate matters from their point of view. Number one was an immediate withdrawal from the ongoing peace talks, which happened on Monday. So that kind of confirms that this intelligence report that former CIA analyst Larry C. Johnson received last Thursday is accurate, because the number one thing on the list happened on Monday. Now, the second one is total abandonment of the prospective nuclear treaty framework, which we haven't seen yet. But then the third stage, if the Iranians reach the third stage, they're saying that the number three on the list is the detonation of a nuclear device on Iranian soil, not as a weapon of war, but as a demonstration that the Iranians are capable of doing this, and so leave us alone. And that would be a tremendous escalation, needless to say. But Pastor Butch, this thing with Iran has reached a very dangerous stage now.
Yes, it has. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so, you know, if the Iranians if actually do this, if they were to escalate this thing, and we saw more fighting last night where the U.S. bombed, you know, hit a vessel that was headed to Karg Island, and then bombed Keshem Island, and then in return Iran, you know, launched strikes in Kuwait. And you know, there's a U.S. military base there, and so there was more fighting again last night. There was fighting the night before that. You know, we're supposed to have this ceasefire, but there's been this fighting, and the U.S. is blockading Iran. Iran continues to block the Strait of Hormuz, which is having a terrible effect on the global economy. But you know, it appears that, you know, this whole thing is poised to, you know, kind of go to another level. We've got Israel and Hezbollah. Israel's been advancing farther into southern Lebanon, threatening to potentially, you know, attack southern Beirut. Hezbollah's continued to send large numbers of missiles and drones into northern Israel, and that's why Israel says they're advancing in southern Lebanon. But Iran's like, there's going to be no deal, no talks, unless there's peace between Israel and Hezbollah. Of course, the Iranians, they supply Hezbollah. They could put pressure on Hezbollah to say, hey, stop the drones and the missiles, stop doing this, so we can have an agreement. But instead, you know, Axios has reported that the Iranians have actually been encouraging Hezbollah to attack so they can get leverage in the negotiations. So, you know, both sides have been kind of feeding this whole thing. But Israel and Hezbollah are going at it like crazy. The Iranians are saying not only do we want a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah, but we want all Israeli troops out of Lebanon before we're going to conduct any more negotiations. Of course, that's not going to happen. Israel's definitely not pulling out of southern Lebanon. So it looks like the talks are completely dead. Israel and Hezbollah are going at it. In fact, Iran just threatened, their foreign minister just threatened, hey, Israel, if you attack southern Beirut, then we're going to launch missiles at you. So, and if Iran launches missiles at Israel, well, then the U.S. is going to, you know, jump to the defense of Israel, and there'll be more conventional fighting. And like I said, if we get to the stage where the Iranians, number two, would be pulling out of the nuclear treaty, total abandonment of the nuclear treaty framework, and then number three would be the detonation of a nuclear device on Iranian soil, according to this intelligence report. Apparently communicated through Pakistani intermediaries to U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio. So, I mean, we are, not only are we potentially on the verge of going back to full-fledged war, but we're potentially on the verge of seeing a nuclear device get detonated and this thing going to an apocalyptic level. So, Pastor Butch, I'm extremely, extremely concerned by what we're witnessing.
Absolutely. And I'm going to say this, and this is maybe to make a minor statement, but I think it's important. No matter what happens now, no matter what Iran does as far as capitulation, you know, giving in or whatever, they've already won the war. They fought America to a standstill, so to speak. I know we could do more damage, but they're not going to back down. They can't. I mean, they won't back down. So they really, it's almost like a Vietnam, Afghanistan scenario. They've more or less fought us to where no matter what happens, we lost face now. We couldn't go in and Trump said we'll be in and out of there, you know, a few days, a week or so. And of course, that's been over 2 months now, I guess, and it's still there. And nothing moved, and it's killing the economy of America, killing the economy of the world. So Iran has won this war. If they would give in now and sign an agreement, they've still won. They've proven to the world that America could not bring them to their knees. Now, people think about that. With all the boasting and all the bravado and all things happen in this country, just like in Afghanistan and Vietnam, I'm a Vietnam veteran, I know what I'm talking about, we could not win the war. So get over the idea that we're the great superpower, because we're not. We've lost that. We lost our face, so we lost face on that in respect from the whole world. And the world now actually begin to turn against America and especially Israel because of all this. But, you know, moving along from what you said, brother, with all we're seeing happening here, from what I was told day before yesterday, the last tanker that left Iran with oil for us before the war started, and it takes a couple months in it for them to, you know, come across the ocean, don't happen overnight, arrived at the Gulf ports about 2 days ago. It's the last one en route to us. That's going to mean shortages. Now, I've been hearing from good sources, Hal Turner even said this, we could be running out of fuel, especially diesel fuel, by July 4th. And some oil companies are saying they're no longer going to have motor oil for cars and on the shelves any longer. They're running out of production. What have you heard about that?
Yeah, we've already got a shortage of certain classes of motor oil right now, particularly the types of motor oil that have lower viscosity. Some of the heavier types of motor oil are still doing okay. But the motor oil shortages have already begun. In fact, some dealerships are already substituting. If you've got a vehicle that requires a lower viscosity oil, in some cases they're temporarily substituting higher viscosity motor oils because of the shortage. It's already happening. But yeah, we're reaching a critical phase because so much oil, so much natural gas, so much fertilizer comes out of the Middle East. So with oil, commercial inventories have been dropping, and we're being warned they're going to be reaching critical operating levels, because you have to have a certain amount of oil in the tanks in order for them to function. But we're going to be reaching critical operating levels pretty soon, because the world is running at an oil deficit. The amount of oil that is being produced and shipped around the world is not enough to meet demand right now. But we've been covering that because there are certain levels of commercial oil inventories which are being depleted, and the strategic petroleum reserve here in the United States and other countries have their strategic reserves. They're being depleted as well, but those are going down. But so we've had this cushion, but the cushion is disappearing. So now we're reaching a stage of real crisis. In fact, a few days ago, the CEO of Chevron made some very alarming comments in which he warned that these cushions were disappearing, and he was projecting that the months of June and July could represent a major turning point in terms of that's when shortages could potentially begin. And then we also have Exxon Senior Vice President Neil Chapman. He came out and he said that we're looking at really low levels, and he was projecting that very quickly we're going to see the price of oil go up to around $150 or $160 a barrel. So these are executives inside oil companies that have their finger on the pulse. They really know what's going on, and they're saying, hey, the next couple months, this is it. We are at an incredible turning point. So the reserves are disappearing, the cushions are disappearing, and the Strait of Hormuz has been closed. It's remained very, very little has been getting out all this time. And so we're really approaching a crisis point, because we've been able to run an oil deficit. The world hasn't been able to run an oil deficit for a few months, but we're not going to be able to do that anymore. And so the shortages are coming. They're going to appear first in Asia, because they depend more on oil from the Middle East than anyone else, than Europe, but also the United States, particularly the West Coast, because they didn't want the pipelines. They said, oh, we'll continue to import oil. So places like California, Oregon, Washington, they'll eventually see some shortages. But all over the country, we're going to see higher prices, and that's really squeezing the American people. Meanwhile, there's a fertilizer crisis. So much of the world's fertilizer comes out of the Persian Gulf through the Strait of Hormuz, and then a lot of the natural gas that normally comes out of the Middle East, which goes to other countries where they make their own fertilizer, well, that natural gas isn't coming out of the Middle East, so they can't make their own fertilizer in places like Pakistan and India and places like that. So we have a situation where a fertilizer shortage, fertilizer prices have spiked way up. There was a fertilizer shortage around the world. A lot of farmers either are going to be using less fertilizer this year. In fact, one survey found that 70% of all U.S. farmers, that's farmers in the United States, a wealthy nation, said that they couldn't afford to buy all the fertilizer they needed this year, because it's become so expensive. That's in the United States. But all over the world, farmers are either going to use less fertilizer this year or none at all, and that's going to cause a tremendous drop in yields. A lot less food will be grown because less fertilizer is being used. The miracle of nitrogen fertilizer is really the only reason we can feed 8 billion people during a normal year, but now a lot less fertilizer is being used, so less food is going to be grown. Meanwhile, the price of diesel is going sky high. Farm equipment all over the world requires diesel to operate. That's a massive problem. Meanwhile, here in the United States, we're in the midst of a multi-year drought. The first 3 months of this year, 2026, the first 3 months of this year were the driest months, first 3 months of a year ever recorded in the United States. Even when compared to the Dust Bowl days of the 1930s, we've never had the first 3 months of the year ever be drier than the first 3 months of this year. And so, drought is just—it's this killing the winter wheat harvest all over the country. Places like Kansas, tremendous drought. And so winter wheat production here in the United States is going to be way down this year. A lot less acres for the spring planting season are being planted. A lot of farmers are saying, hey, I'm not going to plant anything at all because, there's no moisture. I can't grow anything. So some farmers aren't growing anything at all. Some farmers that had planted something, 32% of the winter wheat harvest was abandoned. Farmers simply gave up on it, nearly a third of the winter wheat harvest, because it just didn't grow. And so And now, Pastor Butch, on top of everything else, on top of everything I just said, now our farmers are going to have to deal with a super El Nino, which is coming. Some are calling it a Godzilla El Nino, if you can believe that. But basically what we're facing is not just an El Nino, but we've got the waters in the Pacific Ocean near the equator are really warming up, and that's where the El Nino normally develops. And so they're saying, hey, there's an 80% chance it'll develop next month and a 90% chance by November, but 80% chance that it's coming by July, next month, and El Nino will begin. In fact, they're saying that this El Nino could be maybe the most powerful ever. Meanwhile, the waters in the North Pacific, there's a 9,000-mile-long marine heat wave that's unprecedented in the Northern Pacific. So scientists are concerned that 9,000-mile marine heat wave in the Northern Pacific will combine with this warming waters, these El Nino waters near the equator in the Pacific, to create, like I said, this Godzilla El Nino, which the scientists are warning that, hey, this could be even more powerful than the El Nino, the super El Nino of 1877 that started in 1877, which greatly contributed to and helped cause the Great Famine that stretched from 1876 to 1878 that killed 50 million people, 3% of the entire global population. Now today, 3% of the entire global population, back then it was 50 million people. Today, 3% of the entire global population would be 240 million people. You know, wow. So we're talking about, yeah, Pastor Butch, we're talking about an absolutely insane event, which is going to happen on top of all the other things I talked about.
Well, that certainly is not good news to hear. Although you're right, he's fulfilling prophecy at a rapid pace. It truly is. And we know there's weather manipulation going on. We know that. That's happened, been going on for years, well, since 1940s anyway. But all this is playing together for something. It's about, I think, in my mind, I don't set dates. I know you don't either, Michael. But the climax of a lot of things is coming to a head pretty soon. If the price of oil goes $150 a barrel, not many people are going to be able to afford to buy a gallon of gas. It's already cutting into their grocery bill and their utility bills. They can't keep up with it. I know these people personally. They're struggling just to buy food now. So it's not going to get a whole lot better, is it?
No, it's a very difficult situation. And we're a wealthy nation, you know, so the price of food is going to go up. It's going to be really, really painful, but there will still be food, you know, food in the stores because we're a wealthy nation and we'll buy it up, whatever's available. But in impoverished nations all over the world, there simply won't be enough food.
Amen.
Even when we're talking about the harvest.
Michael,
of 2026. I got to go to break.
You hang on through the break, okay?
Sure.
Hang on, Mike. Okay. Folks, right back. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406 274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. superiormountainherbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Hurd, that's spelled H-U-R-D, 224 Hurd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Brother, hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Folks, we are back. We've been talking to Michael Snyder, and I told you, nice broadcast, going to be a powerful program. Last night, of course, with Dr. Sherry Timpenny was wow. And tonight is just another different direction with news that isn't pleasant to report. But folks, as a pastor, a Christian, as Michael is a Christian, trying to warn the people, it's not getting better. And I want you to just stop and think a minute. Now, I know thinking is almost a lost art in today's society. I realize that. But stop and think. In the last 10 years, actually longer, you can go back 100 years, but let's say the last 10, 20 years, have things in our country and the world gotten better, more stable, or more uncertain and dangerous? And are you not seeing it escalate as time goes along? I think you have to agree that's true. Michael, before we go on, if I'll bow you, folks, the phone line's now open if you want to ask any questions, making comments. 717-300-1698. Tell the folks how they can read your articles, how they can get them sent to them. And folks, I recommend this very highly. His columns that he writes are phenomenal. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, if people want to get, not only read my articles, but get them right in their email inbox as soon as I publish my latest research, you can go to michaeltsnyder.substack.com. That's michaeltsnyder.substack.com and sign up and become a subscriber and get my latest research as soon as I put it out. And then if you want to get, you can find all my books. So my latest book entitled 10 Prophetic Events That Are Coming Next, you can find my books in paperback and Kindle format on Amazon.com.
Run that by them one more time.
Yeah, you can get my latest book entitled 10 Prophetic Events That Are Coming Next, and that book's available on Kindle format, paperback, and audiobook, and you can find that on Amazon.com.
All right, folks, and I would highly, highly advise you to start receiving his information. I cannot tell you how impressed I am with this young man and the things that he does to warn people and put together information out there that's so vitally important. And Michael, and we're talking about the cost of thing going up. Obviously, anyone who pays electric bills or buys a gallon of gasoline or buys a loaf of bread or whatever are seeing prices go up at a very rapid rate. And for a lot of reasons. First off, we haven't had any money in our country since 1964 when the silver stuck out of the money. We have fiat currency. We have a nation. Every nation in the world is run on credit, basically, and we're more in debt now than we ever have been as a nation and as private citizens, are we not?
Oh, it's true, Pastor Butch. The value of our currency has been going down for decades, of course, but now it's accelerating. Now we've reached a point where we're in the midst of a cost of living crisis that never seems to end because our currency is losing value, is losing purchasing power so fast. And so, you know, for example, my wife's parents bought their home many years ago for $30,000. You could buy a house for $30,000, but you can't do that today, can you? You know,
no.
Today, in fact, the it costs hundreds of thousands of dollars even to buy a run down, you know, very small home. But for the first time in U.S. history, Pastor Butch, the average monthly mortgage payment in the United States is over $2,000, over $2,000 a month. Average monthly mortgage payment for the first time in our history, and that has gone up 44% just since 2021. So, like the bureaucrats in the federal government, they keep telling us, "Oh, inflation is 2%, or it's 3%, or whatever." You know, which is a joke. It's a joke when you've got the average monthly mortgage payment in the country has gone up 44%. Just in a 5-year period, and that's the biggest expense for many of us is the mortgage payment we have to pay every month. But if you want to believe it, Pastor Butch, the average cost of health insurance for an American family now is actually $2,200 a month. So it's more than a mortgage payment. What people have to pay out just for health insurance for the average family is $2,200 a month for the average family. Now, if you have got your employer paying your health insurance bills, well, good for you, but they're taking care of it for you. But if you're self-employed or you have to pay your own health insurance bill, it's extremely painful because now every month, the average health insurance for the average American family is more than a mortgage. It's absolutely crazy. And then, of course, you've got gasoline. Since the war in Iran began, American households have had to shell out an extra $100 billion in just 3 months in terms of extra costs imposed by the war in Iran. And in terms of just gasoline, the average U.S. household in just 3 months has had to pay out an extra $400 just for the increased price of gasoline, because the price of gasoline has gone up all over the country. And so that's become a major problem. And then the price of food, which has become so expensive for the first time in U.S. history, the price of a pound of ground beef is now higher than the federal minimum wage in many areas of the country, you know, for the first time ever in our history, because the beef has become so expensive, and that's because the size of the U.S. cattle herd has dropped to the lowest level since the 1950s, and that's because of the mega drought that I talked about before. The multi-year drought has been particularly bad in the southwestern portion of the country where so many of our ranchers are. But the size of the U.S. cattle herd is shrinking. Beef prices have skyrocketed. Of course, the price of coffee, the price of tomatoes, so much is just going sky high. You know, when I go to the grocery store, when I get up to pay my bill, I feel like asking, well, which organ do you want me to donate to pay for these groceries? Because they're so incredibly expensive.
Yes, absolutely. There was a movie out years ago, starred Robert Urich, I believe it was, called The Perfect Storm. You may saw that movie, The Perfect Storm. And we're seeing, it's a good movie. You have to watch sometime, called The Perfect Storm. We're seeing now, at least in my mind, so many different storms come together. All these innate forces of whatever you want to call it are coming together to make a perfect storm to undermine about every country in the world, but especially America. Michael, we are spoiled. Americans as a whole are spoiled rotten. You know that. We've never had to go to bed hungry. Very, very few of us have. It's gotten worse. I agree it has gotten worse. Many people are going hungry now. But for many, many years, we were a land of plenty. And we always had everything we wanted instant right to us. We had all we needed, no really big concerns, never done without anything a necessity. We always had it. But it's changing now. People are struggling, and that's why sometimes we have to pay our bills here at the ministry, and they're not cheap. Everything here is going up also. But we have to ask for help sometimes. It really bothers my conscience to ask for help for people I know who are struggling to pay their own bills. But I don't have any choice if I want to stay on the air. But the point I'm trying to make is this. We have become so accustomed. I'm talking about me. We means me too. That not to ever worry about having something to eat or a place to sleep. It's hard for us to imagine one day, maybe in the next few months, we might see a time come when we're going to have to do without things that we always had at our fingertips. And that is kind of nerve-wracking to a people who never had to do that before, Michael. You have any comments on that?
Yeah, and it's the mindset of the generations that are alive today. You know, my grandparents, when they were still alive, they lived through the Great Depression, and so they always grew a garden. They always had a pantry stocked with goods because they never knew when hard times might hit again. So that was their mindset, the generation that lived through the Great Depression. But the generation that's kind of the post-World War II people and up to today, well, any problems have always just been temporary. I mean, things may have arisen, but they've always passed, they've always gone, and then things have gotten good again. But then, and so now, now that we are seeing the wars and rumors of wars, for years I warned, war with Russia is coming, now war with the, we've seen this thing with Ukraine, which is escalating, we see the wars in the Middle East, and that I warned in advance, this great war is coming in the Middle East, and warned that was coming. And then, we've been warned that the famine is coming, and even before the war in Iran began, according to the United Nations, more people around the world were suffering from acute food insecurity than ever before in history, before the war in Iran began. And now the war in Iran, has come, and we have a fertilizer shortage and all those things we talked about. And so, famine is here in many parts of the world, and it's going to escalate. And it's already here that people can see, along with the wars and rumors of wars and the pestilences. We have this thing with the whole Ebola outbreak, Pastor Butch. In Africa right now, people dropping dead from a hemorrhagic disease. But people are thinking, oh, it's, just like the last time, and it's not going to be that big of a deal, and whatever. And, and so people are kind of lulled into this false sense of security, I think. And it's not good. It's not good at all, because the Bible says, if we are living in the end times, the Bible says, what's in humanity's future? War, famine, pestilence, natural disasters. It's going to be literally the most chaotic time in all of human history. And that's in our future. I am completely convinced that we are in the end times, and that is what is in our future. And we can literally see it starting to happen all around us, and yet most of the population just continues to party. They don't care, and they think that everything's going to magically turn out just fine somehow.
Well, it's happened. It's done us many times in the past. We take for granted. But, I know my generation grew up raising gardens and tending chickens and having cows, and all that. I grew up with that. But of course, I'm 77 years old, so I grew up in that generation. But today, we don't need to grow a garden. We have Piggy Wiggly and Kroger. We don't need a garden. We can just go up to the store and buy it. And, we don't need all that extra stuff, all that work to do. We just go to a job 9 to 5 and come home and watch the ball game. That's the attitude of America today. We better get to the phone line. Just start with our sister Jan out in Iowa. Jan, welcome. Come on in.
Hey, Pastor. I called in to share what you asked me to.
Yes, please. Michael, listen to this. I want you to comment on this, Michael. Please go ahead, Jan.
There's a bank, it's called Two Rivers Bank, that is being taken over by a bigger bank. And all the people that have accounts at Two Rivers can't get their money. They are being told, maybe by the 28th. Maybe by the 18th of June. In the meantime, they don't have any money. They can't electronically get it. Their accounts are in transition. That's what they told. They're in transition.
Now, yeah. Michael, what do you think about that?
Well, I think that's very alarming to hear, but, you know, I think we're going to see more banking problems, more banking issues moving forward. And so what do I recommend? I recommend that people always have more than one bank. Don't just have one bank that you deal with, but have more than one bank and have your money not just in one place, but in, you know, you want to have, you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. So have your assets in multiple places, multiple locations, not just in one bank or one place or one investment or whatever, but have your assets spread around. So if there's a problem in one place, well, you can go to another. Also, I believe it's always a good idea to have at least some of your money, some cash, at home if you need it, you know? So if something comes up and you got to pay a bill or you got to pay an expense and something happens with your bank or the ATMs go down or the power grid goes out or whatever the case might be, whatever emergency it is, well, you still got some cash at home. So you want to, you can't remove risk completely. I mean, even if you have cash at home, someone could come in and steal it, you know? So that, there's a risk associated with that too. But whatever the situation is, you don't want to just have all your money in one bank or one place, because if there's a problem there, then you're really in trouble. But you can mitigate risk by spreading your assets around.
Well, and I will say this. I warn people for a long time, Michael, don't trust the bank with the cash. I don't keep cash in the bank. I have to have an account for the ministry. That I have to have, but I don't keep cash in the bank. It's not because I don't trust my bank. But if this has happened with Two Rivers, Jan just mentioned, if for whatever reason they sell out and you can't get your funds, maybe you'll get them later. Maybe not. They don't have to come back to you. That's the law. But if they do, and you have to wait 2 or 3 weeks, many people couldn't exist 2 or 3 weeks without a bit of money coming in to buy gas, go to work, or buy some groceries. They weren't planning on this. They didn't lay money back. So I don't put much faith in banks to watch after my funds. I just don't. And I think people should invest in some other things too, even like precious metals. But Jan, has anything more come out of that?
Nope, not any. Oh yeah, one of the schools has delayed paying. You know, the schools here got out last Friday, and they delayed paying the teachers until this Friday, so hopefully they could make sure everybody got paid. And that's because of the teachers that had the Two Rivers thing. I don't know why they think they're going to be able to get their money in a week when they don't have an account to put it into yet. But that's the excuse they use. And then there's one in Denver, or one of the banks in Denver that is going to be bought out. But at least they said they got notified. These people didn't get notified. Now, that's illegal.
That's amazing. Michael, are you seeing more bank failures in the near future?
Yeah, I believe that we're going to see a lot more of this. We're seeing a lot of conditions out there which are so similar to just before the 2008 and 2009 financial crisis. You know, and I've kind of documented a list of those things, you know, in recent articles that, you know, I think we're starting to see a lot of institutions start to get stressed. We're starting to see liquidity dry up. And a reader recently wrote me and said, you know, I had another credit card. This wasn't the first time it happened, but he's got great credit, always pays his bills on time. But he had his credit limit suddenly cut in half for no reason at all. He's always paid his bills, never had any problems. But what appears to be happening is that financial institutions all over the country are getting tighter with their credit. And so, you know, in some instances, they're reducing credit limits or denying people who are applying for new credit cards or new loans. So one of the elements that is a troubling sign for the financial system is we're seeing a tightening of credit. We're seeing banks and financial institutions getting more stingy with their finances. And that happened right before the 2008 crisis, and it's happening again right now.
Well, our nation runs on credit. Jan, thanks for calling, honey. I hate to jump, but thanks for bringing that up. Thank you so much. And folks, if you want to call, we're running out of time so quickly here at 717-300-1698. We've got time for another call. If you want to call, we've got a couple calls. If you can squeeze them in, hurry, come on and join us. So, Michael, be blunt with us. July was hearing the oil may just drop enough to start rising gas again. The price will go up. They maybe just be able to buy odd and even days like they did back in the 70s, odd and even days. I mean, it might be worth that. Somebody, I don't know what's going to happen. But with all your knowledge and information, what's going to happen between now and the end of July?
Now, and in terms of the economy, with the oil shortages starting to escalate, I believe we're going to see the price of oil go up. The price of gasoline is going to go even higher, I believe. And that will especially be true if the war fully erupts in the Middle East again. And then especially if Iran detonates some type of nuclear device, which would be stage three in their three-step outline that they sent to Secretary of State Marco Rubio, apparently. You know, that would just cause the global economy, oil prices, everything to go completely haywire. So, in my personal opinion, this conflict in the Middle East, we haven't seen the worst of it yet. I believe it's going to get really crazy, and I believe eventually we will see nuclear weapons get used in the Middle East, I believe, at some point. So, I mean, we're moving into times that most people couldn't imagine right now, and because, you know, this isn't just another time in human history, but all of human history has been building up to this, Pastor Butch. And so there's a whole spiritual dimension to this. Pastor Butch, I know you don't believe in a pre-tribulation rapture. Am I right about that, Pastor Butch?
Oh, yes, I don't know.
Right, and I don't either. But see, the majority of the church, the majority of the Christians out there, they think, well, we're going to be just fine because we're going to get our ride out of here. So even if things get real bad, even though if we're living in the end times, like Michael and Pastor Butch are talking about, even if, you know, all these crazy things which we've heard about on the program tonight take place in the future, I'm not going to have to deal with them because I'm going to be out of here.
I mean, That's so sad. That's new to the church. That is new to the church. Mike, I'm going to interrupt you. We've got to take the call right now. Tom, just talk to Benny in Mississippi. Benny, come on in.
Hey, Pastor Butch.
Yes, sir.
Tonight's first time I've listened in a long, long time, and I just wanted to let you know I was glad to hear your voice and that you're still out there. And as far as what y'all just mentioned about that pre-trib rapture, the only scripture you need to discount a pre-trib rapture is 20th chapter of Revelation, verse 4 and 5. And then there's a multitude of other 13th chapter of Revelation said he made war with the saints and overcome them. They're talking about the Antichrist. But Pastor Butch, I wanted to ask for prayer for anybody out there at Wood. I'm still trying to get recovered from that stroke 2 years ago. And having some eyesight issues, but I praise God I'm still here at almost 69 years old. And as far as the gasoline goes, I'm on a $840 Social Security check and just got that today on the 3rd. And if you burn it $15 a day in gas, go figure, it don't go far.
It don't go very far.
Just wanted to say hello, Pastor Butch, and hopefully I'll call you one day soon. And I wanted to ask Mick, it was out in Arizona. Did you ever hear anything out of him last time you talked? I asked you.
No.
I never did have any follow-up.
I think he passed away.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to ask. Okay, well, I don't want to keep you lying, Tyler.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling. Keep listening now. Tune back in. Don't forget us.
I'm glad to hear you.
God bless the friend. Folks, do keep Benny in prayer, please. And Michael, we're down about the last 2 minutes here, and the phone lines, folks, are open. You'll call. You may have time to come on in. What do you want to tell the folks? If this is the last chance to get to talk to anybody and warn about anything, what do you see that's imminent that they better prepare for?
Yeah, what I would tell people is this. This is not just another chapter in our history, which will come and go, and everything's going to be just fine, and we're going to have peace and prosperity. That's not the reality of what we're facing. What we are going into is that we are the Book of Revelation generation. The events described in the Book of Revelation are starting to happen and will happen right in front of our eyes if you're able to stay alive long enough, but they're happening now, and they will be happening and increasing in severity and intensity, and things are going to get absolutely crazy in this world, but we're not to fear because we belong to Jesus. But so much of the church is not going to understand because they've totally bought into this pre-tribulation rapture theory.
That's
which
true.
Is only gone back a couple hundred years, this whole theory, but as the caller said, it's so easy to disprove. I wrote an entire book called The Rapture Verdict, disproving it, you know, but most of the church has bought into it, and so when they're actually here during, as the world goes crazy, and all the events in the Book of Revelation, and millions and millions and millions of people are dying all around them, they're going to go insane because they truly believe that they weren't going to be here, and then they didn't prepare, they didn't store up any food, they didn't store up any supplies, they did nothing to prepare because they thought they were going to get out of here, and so they're caught, you know, basically with their pants down because they're unprepared, they're not ready. You want to be ready, you want to be prepared, you want to do the things you need to do to get prepared, not for difficult times, not for a recession, not for a depression, but for the events of the Book of Revelation. They're coming and they're right in front of us, and people need to get prepared. Now, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, the most important thing is for you to make a commitment, because that's what God wants. He wants a commitment. So what the Bible says is that if you want to be a Christian, you need to make a commitment to Jesus Christ. You need to ask him to be your Lord and Savior, and all of your sins will be forgiven and washed away.
Amen.
You'll be given
Amen.
Eternal life, and you'll live forever. And that's Amen. The most important thing, Pastor Butch, for anyone
yes,
out there
who
don't know Jesus Christ,
yes, it is.
To invite him to be their Lord and Savior today.
Amen. Amen. And by the way, folks, if you're not scared enough, what are you going to do when your cell phone quits? I know it's just kind of a joke. Think about these things, folks. If you couldn't communicate, what would happen? Now, Bobby Mike, I want a copy of your book on the rapture. Please send me a copy if you don't care.
Yeah, just let me know where to send it, Pastor Butch.
Yeah, I'll send you my email, my address. I truly will do that. Michael, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. Thanks for everything you're doing. And please do keep in touch. If you need to tell me anything that you want out, let me know, okay?
Yeah, Pastor Butch, we should definitely stay in touch because these are perilous times.
They truly are, brother. Love y'all, and you have a great evening. I'll talk to you in the future, and I'll be reading your article.
Sounds good, Pastor Butch.
All right, talk to you soon, friend. All right, folks, we're tied out of time for another half of our podcast. Being Officer Murphy, 9 and 4 weeks soon, we want to hear from you. I do mean that. If I can help in any way, maybe with some spiritual wisdom, let me know. I love you. Have a great night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.